If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here we go, hour three of the nation. 903 says, Gavin, trust me, a principal. What you are smelling is sewage gas filtering into the air system. It happens all the time at schools. And that's from Rat.
Yep.
I didn't know we had another former principal or current principal.
That's our guy, Tim in Carthage.
Oh, that is Tim in Carthage.
Yeah, Tim Ratcliffe. Oh. His homies call him Rat.
Okay, all right.
But they don't call him Sir.
No, he hates that.
He'll slap you over the head.
I've done it sometimes, and he gets pissed.
You call him Sir and he gets mad?
Yeah.
Yep. He doesn't like it.
Man, that's tough. Especially because, you know, he deserves a Sir.
He does.
He'd rather you call him a mofo.
I was trying to be respectful, but yeah.
I used to like meeting people now, especially people younger. It's a, yes, sir, Mr. Broadus, you know, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And initially it was kind of like weird.
Yeah.
Now it's just because of all of Bennett's, Bennett's friends and stuff. Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Broadus. Oh, yes, thank you. You know, I'm like, you just say, oh, no, it's just Brian, and they're...
No, they don't want to... Yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to do that.
It's a violation for them.
Yeah.
It's just not going to come natural.
No.
Whatever the case,
it's funny, real quick, I'm sorry. Yeah.
No.
To his face, I call him Mr. Jones.
There you go.
But like on the radio and stuff or whatever, I call him Jerry.
Yeah.
But to his face, I always call him Mr. Jones.
Because when you were coming up, he's old enough that he would be a full-grown man.
Yeah,
you know, he'd be 30, 40 already.
I was just always, when I was working for him, yes, sir, Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, you know, I never.
Well, especially the owner of the company you work for.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it's going to be weird
dictate.
For Steven to call him Jerry.
Yeah, it's got to be weird. Yeah.
Like, well, Jerry, you know, Jerry wants to do it this way.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and
dad.
It's like, you know, but if he says dad, it sounds worse.
Cause it does.
Like dad's effing it up, you know?
Yeah, Nepo babies would refer to the boss as dad,
you
know, and that's definitely not what Steven is.
Yeah.
Here's Wolchuk with that daily football fix.
Let's do it. Let's get our fix.
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Wrong side!
Left side!
Wrong side!
Left side!
I use these for acid indigestion.
So what are we going to use these for?
Intimidation.
You know I got to get my fix, man.
The head coaching search, oh, it's abundant. Former Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel, he's going to interview this week for the Browns, the Falcons, the Titans, and the Ravens. All of those jobs are going to be interviewing him. Now, which ones of those have legal marijuana? You do the
or
research.
Or a drug test.
You let me know. Come back to me, because I think that might matter when it comes to our guy, Mikey McDaniel. We also have the first interview that has been completed for John Harbaugh. It is Atlanta with the Falcons, and it sounds like Atlanta could be a team that has a good chance to land Harbaugh. I know Giants folks are out there. Their media members are like, yeah, we still think the Giants are going to be the team, but Falcons might be their biggest competition, but not so fast, as Lee Corso would say, my friends.
Matt Ryan, got something to say about that?
Garofalo, he's got another team. He says, as we wait for Harbaugh to finalize his interview, sources say he likes what he sees with the Titans. He likes Cam Ward. He likes the fact that they have $100 million-plus in cap space. He likes the high draft pick.
New
he likes the new stadium.
Yeah.
And he likes the general manager, Mike Borgonzi. So, Not saying he's going to Tennessee, says Garofalo, but he does expect them to be firmly in the mix.
Man, that could be like a Patriots-type turnaround. They had a ton of cap space to throw around. You saw Milton Williams and Spillane and Diggs and all those different veterans that they were able to add to either side of the ball there, plus a young quarterback that clearly Vrabel believed in. That's paid off. I think Cam Ward, I would be buying into Cam Ward quicker than I would be Jackson Dart with the Giants or Penix off the injury with the Falcons.
I'll tell you where I'm buying in if I'm him. Expectations are so low. You know, if you really think about it, they haven't been very good in a while. And you're playing against in a division. Well, Colts completely fell apart. Houston looked a lot better early in the season. They were not very good. You think you can have a division, a chance to be in a division where you can, you know, Jacksonville, maybe you could control it a little bit better there. I just kind of feel like that expectations there are kind of low, and if you go in there and do turn things around, you're kind of the savior guy.
Yeah, well, they were the dummies that fired Vrabel. They never should have done that, and since then they've looked terrible for it. And yeah, I mean, if Harbaugh were to go in there, absolutely, you're now able to resurrect a franchise that seemed like in the playoffs every year, and now you stink.
Well, am I wrong, though? I mean, you guys, nobody responded.
I think you're 100% right about that. I do think the AFC South division is not quite as cheeks as it used to be.
It's not the
NFC South.
Right.
Because the Jags are moving in the right direction. The Texans with C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryans, like, they're clearly going to be solid.
Right.
But, yeah, it's not like you're talking about being in the NFC North or the NFC West right now. And, yeah, expectations are super low.
They are.
So I would imagine that Harbaugh would get plenty of runway here to get this plane off the ground. But tying yourself to Cam Ward, I think, is a better play than tying yourself to Penix or to Jackson Dart.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get the Dart stuff. I'm really still not a believer in Dart, but I'm happy if he proves me wrong. Actually, I wouldn't be. It'd suck if he did.
You want him to have like a Sam Darnold-type career.
Yeah, go be good somewhere else. Don't be good with the Giants.
Suck for the Giants, and then we can all laugh at the Giants for getting rid of him when he goes and plays for... Maybe it's the Seahawks. Maybe replaces Sammy D in 5 years.
Maybe that ends up happening. Now, Matt LaFleur, does he end up getting canned in Green Bay? Shefty saying the Packers are expected to try and work out a deal in the coming days to keep him. Micah Parsons was very passionate post-game, said, I want LaFleur here. Huh. A big part of the reason he signed off on the trade was he wanted to play for Matt LaFleur.
I'm sure that was one of the bigger reasons.
I'm sure it was. Not the contract, but the $47 million.
New president there.
I'm sure the offensive play caller had a lot to do with his decision.
Absolutely. And just, you know, true leader of men, does look like he's about to burst out and cry at any minute.
That was a cryable loss.
It was.
That was a collapse, dude.
It was.
I mean, we had the biggest
handshakes. We did this guy.
Handshakes. The choke job stuff, that's a choke.
You're right.
That's a Packers choke.
You're right. 100% it was, and it couldn't happen to a better team. Go screw them. F the Packers. Shout out to Ben Johnson. I loved it. I loved the exchange afterwards, and I love rivalries being back. This is good stuff. This is like the old school Jimmy Johnson and Buddy Ryan. I would have gone up to him, but he took his fat rear end of the locker room, right? I'm here for it. Packers, Bears, it's been the longest rivalry. It's been one-sided. Well, guess what? Chicago's back, and they're telling Green Bay, you're on notice. There's new kings in the North. Ben Johnson, people were hating. We got a lot of haters, man. A lot of haters out there. Ben Johnson today had a couple of 24-plus hours to think about it. Do you have any regrets? What'd you think about the locker room? Hey, Chicago Bears PR, they posted it on their media platform. They posted you saying, F the Packers, I hate them. Ben, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, there's a rivalry that exists between these two teams, something that I fully recognize and I'm a part of. And, I don't like that team. So George and I have talked, and we're on the same page.
I love it, man. I wish the Joneses just had 10% of that. Could we get that once when you're getting ready to play the Eagles? Not respect and, oh, we're happy to sell our tickets to whoever wants to buy them, yada, yada, yada. Let's give me some toxicity. Damn it, I'm jealous the Bears fans have somebody that's willing to be real. Yeah, there's teams you hate. You want to beat them. And saying bleep them on national TV.
I loved it.
Yeah, it's legendary.
Like, it would get us going if Shoddy, you know, that 21-0 comeback. And I mean, part of it in the post game, he's just like, F the Eagles, F him, I hate him. Yes. Philly stalks. Yeah, it'd be awesome. And that's why Sirianni's endeared to some there.
Are you doing something? Are you interviewing for a job with the WMVP there in Chicago? That was some Chicago sports passion.
Well,
right there.
Look, hey.
Are you about to leave us?
I'm not.
He would fit in.
I'm not.
Did you hear him? He was like he was kind of.
Bears. Cubs. No, I don't plan on going to Chicago. I've never been. I've heard great things about it. Maybe I need to just visit. And then,
Chicago's a good city.
And then I'll send over my resume.
Take a look at that bean.
I was going to say something I held back, and probably for good reasons. Let's head to San Francisco. Juwan Jennings. Eric told us he was a dual-threat quarterback coming out of high school. He was ahead of some other big-time QBs in his class. He had more completions over 15 yards than one Jalen Hurts yesterday. And boy, was Shanny in his bag.
He only had one.
The best coaching job, in my opinion, in Kyle Shanahan's career. I do think Robert Saleh has a lot to do with that, with what he's been able to overcome.
Good.
On defense, but Shanny's been on it, and this might be the year. Maybe it is. Maybe things are finally falling into place for San Francisco. If they get Fred Warner back, which he says he's good to go, this thing...
Super Bowl's in San Francisco.
It is. It is, and we've seen that happen quite a bit here recently. Tampa Bay winning a championship, the Rams winning a championship in their own stadium. Maybe things are starting to connect and fall into place for San Fran, but here was the trick play. Shanny, post-game, what was the call?
It's called Sky Bang Reverse Pass. Last time we called it, it was called Debo Bang Reverse Pass. We ran it in New Orleans when Emmanuel threw to Raheem, kind of the same area of the field. We were trying to set it up a little bit. We got a jet sweep to Sky earlier in the game, and I had to be on the right hash for the play because Juwan's not left-handed. So we were just hoping to get it around there. Clay suggested it. It was a hell of a suggestion, and Juwan threw a perfect ball, which made me a little scared. I thought he should have just thrown a bad ball and put it on him. So I thought it was a hell of a catch by Christian, and I didn't see it, but knowing that he got roughed up and stuff just shows what a G Juwan is. High school quarterback.
Third and Juwan. You know who's a free agent this year, boys?
Juwan.
Juwan Jennings.
That's a guy that'll block for you, too.
I'm just, you know, if you want
to be a tough receiver, guy,
you just want to have like a little bit of, you know, let's plan ahead. Let's tag the hell out of Pickens. Let's flip him. Get that pick. You go sign Juwan Jennings for half the price. I'm just trying to team
you're
build my balls
it, Will
off
Chuck.
Here, boys.
You're nailing what you're doing, it, man.
Or you draft Mekhi Lemon out of USC, the best wide receiver in the draft at 12.
Is that your number one guy?
Yeah, hell yeah. Is he not yours? No, it's Jordan Tyson, and I like Tyson. Mekhi Lemon's the guy. He's the guy.
He is a good player.
Oh, my gosh. For his size, I freaking love the dude. I'm obsessed.
5'11", 190.
Ooh, I'm telling you, that's the new trend now.
It's the
shifty quick route runners.
Give me a guy that runs some routes.
That's kind of what we're moving towards now. All right, we got a new nominee in the laugh bracket here. Eric, we've been talking about doing a laugh bracket for, I don't know, 10 years?
10 years.
And it hasn't happened, but we do continue to monitor nominees for the bracket.
Yes, we do.
Tony Romo was doing weird things. And again, social media was not happy with Romo's performance. he was basically unlistenable and needed to be muted, and I don't disagree. After having Thanksgiving off and listening to Romo and Nance, I think Romo has totally gone downhill. I think it's clear that he's not preparing. He's just doing like just weird things during the broadcast that I don't really find funny, but hey, that's still one of our quarterbacks, and we love you, Nine. Here were two of the Romo laugh moments from yesterday.
That's first down. How strange. How did you know? He is a good one, though, Tony.
Ha, 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 ha.
Very penguin-like.
Here was the second one.
Talk about Shavers doing all the dirty work on offense. He almost did great work on special teams right there, and that's huge for Jacksonville to get that off.
It's tough.
He's ridiculous.
This is a tough job we're talking about, and I think the social media age is killing these announcers.
It might be.
Let me just throw a little bit of bail to Tony here. I'm not saying he's doing a good job. I'm just saying never before, I'd say the last 7 or 8 years. Like, it started with Phil Simms. He got chased out
because
people were saying how bad that he was.
Yeah.
But up until that point, you're just kind of listening to the game and listening to two guys talk football. You don't relive it, and you don't have their follies go viral like they do now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, with, like, awful announcing.
Yeah.
It is.
People saying Brady's gotten better.
That people like glazing his description about the ball.
Throwing balls into the wind.
Yeah, and it was a good description. I just loved the fact during the broadcast where he's talking about Nick Sirianni and A.J. Brown's relationship and how much they love each other, and in real time they are MFing each other, and you have to have Big Dom with his headset come in between them. And now we've got odds on who A.J. Brown's next team's going to be. Another option. Pickens for Brown.
Picking
the random division trade. I think A.J. Brown's a star.
I want them to be barren of the position.
I don't know how else you would get him because I don't think they're trading him to you.
I think Pickens for Max Crosby is interesting.
I would love that. That'd be very interesting. Yeah, that would be.
It's just like a better allocation of all your resources if you want to be great on both sides of the ball.
Yeah. Well, the 49ers are a team right now that there's some chatter, could be interested. And, of course, the Patriots. He played for Mike Vrabel there in Tennessee. But I could see the 49ers being aggressive, possibly pursuing A.J. Brown this offseason.
The best move is to, you know, if you were going to do it, is to get draft picks, you know, and then free up all that cap space, take that money out into free agency. There's a lot of ways to do it. But I'm on the camp of let's let the draft play out. Let's use your two picks, use all your cap space, and then use 2027 draft assets to go make a move for an edge rusher, whether that's in the summer during training camp or in the first 8 weeks next year. You know, but that's how you do it. That's how you get your cake and you eat it too, and you properly go all in for 2026. All right, it is the G-Bag Nation. You're on the Fan. NFL Draft Big Board Report.
Oh.
How you maximize the draft gods smiling down upon you. In Chicago. That's coming up next year. G-Bag Nation on 104.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Fly through the fan. Welcome back. It's time for an NFL Draft Big Board Report. And a segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. I started my draft coverage on my podcast, How About Wow, on YouTube. You can subscribe if you want to. But I'm working with my buddy who played at Kentucky. He was all-academic SEC. And I laid out my draft premise like this on a show that we uploaded last night. I want to see if any of the top three edges are there. Reese, very long shot. Something crazy would have to go on in his pre-draft process for the Ohio State linebacker edge to get in there. But Bailey and Bain have a better chance, you know, and maybe there's other guys who can join that as the draft process plays out. I'll be interested to see what we learn from the combine and what people are saying and who could get elevated coming out of the Senior Bowl and all that. But that's my basic plan. I want one of the first three edges. If they're not there, then I'm looking for best defensive player available. Best DPA, best defensive player available, I think is how I would say that. It sounds kind of dirty when it came out of my mouth, so
yep.
Maybe I want to rethink that.
I kind of enjoy that.
But if I'm cleaned out, and I don't think I will be, I'm fine. I'm fine taking the best defensive player there. But at 20, there's a chance I could be. So I'm trying to trade down there. But I have a feeling there's going to be either C.J. Allen or a corner or another edge that I like Cassius Howell from A&M or something. So, you know, I guess it first starts, the first domino is what's available at 12 and can I get one of those edges? How would you guys approach this? Like 12 and 20, that's a pretty nice blessing. How do you maximize it?
Yeah, I mean, this is one where I think you're going to end up having a player slide to 12 for you that you're going to love, whether that ends up being Caleb Downs. Now, my fear would be Washington for him. Washington does have a track record of taking safeties in the top 10. They did it with Sean Taylor, and they did it with Jarvis Landry, your LSU Tiger. So Washington might be one of those teams that says, like, we like our safeties, and they take the best player in the draft in Downs. I think if Bain or David Bailey slid there to 12, absolutely, I'm considering them, to your point. Otherwise, like Mansoor Delane, the corner from LSU, I think he's ready to rock day one, plug and play. Jermod McCoy, I'm assuming the medicals are all going to check out. That's the corner from Tennessee. I think all those guys are in play there at pick 12. And then at pick 20 is when maybe I'd consider, you know, the linebackers. I think that's when the C.J. Allen comes into play. Maybe Sonny Styles from Ohio State, if he can make it there. And if the corners as well. I mean, this thing is so deep. It stretches so much when it comes to corners. I think there is a drop-off from the top edges to then the next group, you know, that we're going to talk about. But I think corner at 20, if you can't get your guy at 12, would definitely probably be the course of action.
Man, edge corner would be amazing.
I tell you what, I think I'm gonna draft the corner at 12 and stretch the edges to 20. Okay. Is
so
what
you'd go with, like Cassius Howell?
Yeah, I Bain Bailey.
I don't think
Mesidor.
You think those guys
Howell,
would get to, Bain and Bailey can make it to 20?
No, I don't. I'm kind of thinking that
you can get the fourth one and he's going to be pretty good.
I'm thinking these corners might be better players, or might be higher rated players on my stack than some of the edges.
Okay.
And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to stretch this thing. I'm going to think I'm going to get some pretty damn good value for an edge at 20 instead of maybe having to pick one that I'm not too totally sure about. You know, I mean, I love Bain. I love Bailey. I think I have less questions about Delane and guys like that. I know McCoy's injury, so I think the Cowboys would probably take Delane over McCoy. But I think that this edge group probably stretches a little bit longer than what the corner room stretches.
So you want to get corner out of the way, and plus you think these guys are going to be graded higher than the edges?
Yeah, if I could, like I say, I don't think there's a – I'll be interested. Not everybody's going to fall in love with Bain. His body type is not that for everybody.
I had somebody say he's got a Terrell Suggs body type to me, and that's spot on.
That's fair. That's really, really fair. Now, if he plays like Suggs was a 10th overall pick, I believe, is what he was. But I kind of feel like, though, that with Mesidor, this Mason Thomas, you need to take a peek at.
I like our Mason Thomas, and I like Zion Young from Mizzou a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of what we would do. Let's take a look at some of these mocks here in this G-Bag Nation NFL Draft Big Board Report. Broadus is going to be doing it once again, heading up our coverage, dominating, giving you the best draft coverage you can find anywhere in the country. PFF did an undrafted, or rather an updated mock coming out of the wild card. Keldrick Falk at 12. I do like him as a player, but I hope the Cowboys err more on the side of elite pass rusher than good end.
Yeah.
And then, so I would not want to take him at 12. He'd be in the running for me maybe at 20, but yeah. I like C.J. Allen, the linebacker from Georgia. That's who they went there at 20. And I think Allen could very well have a better career than Sonny Styles. I think Allen is a dog. He is physical, and he gives you the awareness and the smarts of what you would hope for in a green dot guy. I did go back finally and watch the Sonny Styles against Indiana game, and I like it. You guys are right. I think he's a half tick slow to recognize, and part of that is going to cost him more in the NFL. I think there's a learning curve with Sonny Styles, and when he is arriving to make tackles, Brian, he is getting pushed back. You know, I think there's a limit to, wow, he's got all the modern linebacker traits. Where's the physicality? Where's the strength? And I see a guy who's dragging guys and pulling them down. Now, don't get me wrong. If they draft Sonny Styles, I'm gonna be optimistic about that.
The more powerful guys might be Allen, might be Hill.
Sure.
Wait till you take a look at Jeremiah Trotter's son play at Missouri.
Okay. Looking forward to that.
These guys. If you're looking for guys that are like Mike linebacker type guys, look at Allen, look at Hill, look at Trotter. Those at Rodriguez, I know.
Yeah, Jonathan Rodriguez.
And the funny thing about it is, and I think I'm right about this, I think that Allen and Rodriguez are the same size.
They are. They're both 6'1".
6'1", 235.
Or Jacob, excuse me.
Because Allen looks like he's got more pop to him.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like he's a thicker guy. So I kind of have an idea of, like I say, Allen, Hill, Trotter, Rodriguez. Hmm. I have an idea of who my Mike linebacker could be. I think Styles is a guy that's a little bit like, if you're the Dallas Cowboys, what's the thing that you don't have right now at linebacker?
Coverage.
Yeah.
This is where Styles steps in. And if you were to say, hey, listen, but how do you feel about James? And how do you feel about Overshown? Better cover guy? I don't think James is a better cover guy at all.
I didn't think he was a cover guy coming out of Florida.
Not at all.
He was a blitzer and a downhill guy.
So you got to determine what this new defensive coordinator has got to determine. Like, how do you play your Mike linebacker?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want a physical guy that doesn't cover? Because I can make a point that Allen, Hill, Trotter, those guys are not great cover guys. But playing downhill and being physical,
yeah,
I'd fight for those guys all day.
That's why I love Jacob Rodriguez, because I think he's a blend.
I keep mixing it up.
He's a blend of everything you just described. I think he can cover well. He's always in the right place. He's 100% a green dot guy, leader, and also is a dude that can step up and smack people in the running game and also can give you some blitzing ability. So, like Rodriguez, probably because of the size, he's a day two guy. But he's
the same size as C.J. Allen.
Yeah,
when you start to fight like, oh, he's a small guy, one of the top linebackers, one of those physical linebackers in the draft, I think, is Allen. Same size as Rodriguez. So don't get those two twisted. It's like, oh, well, some people say, well, I don't like his size. Well, if you like Allen, you should like Rodriguez.
Yeah, I mean, I'm...
Isn't there something to playing Rodriguez lower, guy, though, and being more...
leverage.
Capable of playing with leverage? Yeah,
tell man what, wins.
These guys, I mean, these linebackers I mentioned, Allen, Hill, Trotter, Rodriguez, they will smack you. You know, there's some physicality. Now, Styles, I think, is a little bit different. That's a converted safety. Guy's got great. I mean, he's 243 pounds, but I don't think he plays like Allen, Hill, Trotter, Rodriguez.
Yeah.
I think he's a little bit more like, and you're talking about maybe a tick slow, but I feel like, though, if you had to play him in coverage.
Once he gets going, he's really athletic.
No question. Very, very fast.
He is going to be that middle of the field linebacker of your dreams with that. And it'll be really interesting to see how the NFL looks at that.
Yeah.
Like, are you for sure he's even going to be available at 12? I'm not, because he is so traitsy. A team might fall in love with him. I just think that if I'm taking a middle linebacker in the top half of the first round, he better do it all.
Yeah. Let me do everybody a favor here. Allen, Georgia, Hill, Texas, Trotter, Missouri, Rodriguez, Texas Tech. I just want to make sure that when we're out there, we know that we're talking about, that people know who we're talking about.
Draft Network stepped in with their latest mock draft. It is Sonny Styles and Jermaine McCoy. Blogging the Boys has a story up here to finish our NFL draft big board report. They give you three players that make sense for the Cowboys at 20. Cassius Howell, A&M, Edge, Keldrick Falk, Auburn. He's 290 pounds. I couldn't imagine the Cowboys taking an end that's not an elite pass rusher.
That's the problem I have with Overton that we talked about from Alabama. I don't know how to play this guy. Is he a three technique? Does he lose weight? What's he need? He's 278 pounds. I don't I don't see that. I mean, if you need a guy that could rush the passer and play the run, yeah. But how about Dallas Cowboys? How about a pass rush?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I like Kildrick Folk, but not at 12 for me.
No,
I wouldn't do that either.
Compt
him to Clowney. Yeah. I think he's one of those guys, well-rounded player, definitely an outstanding run defender, can set the edge for you.
He's but from Auburn, by the way.
Auburn. And you can't miss him if you want to watch Auburn play. But, yeah, I don't know that he's ever going to be a double-digit sack guy.
Yeah, and you need a fix for that so bad, and you have so many other needs that – if you can't address edge in a immediately impactful way, I think you'd be looking at different players until maybe you get to 20. All right, mixed bag coming up, Wolf Chuck.
Yes, let's hit the bag. We got some free agent updates for you. We'll give you a Stars preview and football leftovers. That's next.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In the nation.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Congrats to Bobby Belt for winning G-Bag of the Year. We'll be back into the G-Bag of the Day coming up at 5:30 right before LA Live. Here's Wolchuk with your mixed bag.
All right, let's start with some baseball for you. The Rangers are going to be playing three games on NBC's Peacock coming up this next year. They'll have May 3rd at the Detroit Tigers, May 24th at the LA Angels, and again on June 14th at the Boston Red Sox. All three road games. NBC going to be celebrating their 100th anniversary next year. They will be getting baseball back. They had it from 1939 to 1989, and then they lost the rights. So they'll be getting some games back. The first Sunday night baseball game on NBC is going to be April 12th, with the next one in May after you have the NBA playoffs going down. So three games. Again, for those of you listening, if you don't have Peacock, might not be able to watch the Rangers those three games.
Are they day games by any chance?
Don't know that. Don't know that. I don't think so. If Peacock's got them.
I was just wondering. Yeah.
Day games. Just for us?
Yeah, just for
selfish reasons?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Sean and RJ.
It's funny how just getting off that 30 minutes early just makes a huge difference
massive
in your
difference.
Life.
Massive difference. And, man, what a night it was for Chicago fans, if they're not White Sox fans. But if Bears-Cubs fans, you're not only watching the Bears come back, beat the Packers, but then you get the news the Chicago Cubs have a five-year, $175 million deal with big-time free agent third baseman Alex Bregman. And shout-out to Bregman for getting that opt-out clause in his contract with Boston. That dude cashed in a big, big way. His 2025 was a good year. Yep, there you go. So the Cubbies getting Bregman now. The Red Sox, after losing out on him, they thought they were going to get him back. I guess they did not believe what the agent was saying.
They opt out?
Like, hey, no, that we got an offer. Like, we have another offer that's pretty damn big, and it's much bigger than what you're offering us. The Red Sox didn't buy it, according to A.J. Pierzynski, and now they lose Bregman, so they're shifting their focus to Bo Bichette. So maybe there's a steak place in Boston that wants to go ahead and say, Bo, we got you.
Let's look that up.
Free steak for life if you go ahead and sign with the Red Sox. There's your MLB fix. Stars back on the ice tonight. Man, these overtime losses, they've just been a killer lately for the Dallas Stars. They're looking to get right again. They got the L.A. Kings tonight. It'll be another 9 p.m. puck drop at Crypto.com Arena in L.A. Kings are 19-15-10 overall. They've given up 120 goals while scoring 116. So defensively, they've been struggling a little bit this year. Robo keeps being absolutely phenomenal. Stars, though, 3-3-4. In their last 10 games. Meanwhile, the Kings are 4-5-1. And if you look at the lineups for tonight, some moving and shaking. Jake Ottinger will be back in net, his first game in 6 days. He had a little bit of a breather. Jamie Benn, your captain, will return. And Benn is going to be rocking the visor for the first time since his rookie year as a Dallas Star. Ilya Lyubushkin will be out. Petrovic will be back in, and Nathan Bastian will be playing with Michael Blackwell sitting. That is per Robert Tiffin and Bruce Levine. So there's kind of your hockey fix update. Get back to the footballs, boys. Cheapest parking for the national championship game, $747.
Cheapest
parking?
Yep. On the stadium grounds for the national championship game next Monday, $747 via StubHub.
Be cheaper to parachute in.
Now, there is a huge discount, according to Andy Slater, right across the street. You can use a walkway. Those passes, $280.
To use the walkway?
That is crazy,
to park
dude.
Across the street from the stadium and use the walkway.
Like, seriously, how many run-of-the-mill fans can afford any of this?
None.
The get-in price is like $3,500. Like, seriously, who can afford to step in that building?
75,000 Indiana fans will be there.
Yeah, no,
the
I know.
Indiana
I mean,
faithful, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. I guess they have the
been traveling.
The biggest alumni, like biggest living alumni school is Indiana. Like they have,
really?
They have a buttload of alumni, and they've never been in this situation.
Just
so
never
they're
knew.
All,
yeah.
They're just ready for it.
Mark Cuban of the world.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
for
baby.
Sure. But this is crazy how expensive it is, man.
There's just no, I just don't think there's much money in Indiana. I guess these people have left Indiana to go to economic centers of industry, and they've got their cash rolling in New York City, you know?
Yeah.
And now they can go. But I would imagine if it's, you know, actual folks in Indiana, dude, that's 1%er territory.
Right.
Like that
right.
kind of money to allocate. That's just
yeah on a week's notice yeah. You can just drop like
you can't be a regular family
seven
like
to
that.
10 G's no problem
like unless you're just that much of a fan and you've got to be there and you just max out the credit card for it which is what I've always said I would do if the Cowboys ever make the Super Bowl and I'm alive for it which I have doubts
I'll tell you what I would have done
year.
Right
with the run they're on right now I would have just gambled this thing. I would have said, we're going to the game in Atlanta, and we're staying in Atlanta and then driving down or flying down day of or something like that.
Okay.
Maybe you stay in Atlanta.
So you're taking a week and a half off of work, too?
Yeah. You're taking a week and a half off to go to
the has been.
Use up all that PTO.
You're already in the area. You're already somewhat in the area. I just shoot that thing straight south is what I would do.
Man.
Yeah.
It's a big ask.
Live
either
on top
way.
Ramen for the week. I don't think a family man can responsibly do
what
that.
What about Airbnbs?
I think that's dereliction of duty.
Airbnbs, can't we do that down in Fort Lauderdale or something like that?
Oh, I'm sure you could, but the prices
yeah, but
for all
adding,
of that's going to be insane.
I mean, it's just
But you're getting together with some of your buddies. All right, hey, listen, once in a lifetime thing. $10,000 Here we go. We're going with some games. Let's go.
That is wild.
Really?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Seriously,
I'm not like 60 years old where I've just racked it up and I got it. Like $10,000 right now.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I wonder if Babe Loflenberg's going to the game.
No, he said on the pregame show with you guys he was going to watch it at home.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but once you get
now you get the natty.
Yeah,
it's your championship.
Like Babe Loflenberg, he could probably pull some strings and get down there.
I know this. Like, remember Kelsey Charles who worked for the Cowboys? Chuck, she came up with a ticket. She was working with the Sugar Bowl committee down in New Orleans. She was doing some work. The day of the game, she came up with a ticket. She said, "Hey, it's going to cost you $500. You want it?" I got in the car and drove. I mean, I know it was in New Orleans,
that's a steal right there.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm like to watch my team play. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, there's some, like, I think if you went down there and hung around, I think you could get into the game. I think people get real greedy on how much they're going to sell their tickets.
The closer you get, there's a couple.
All of a sudden they lose the market. And they got to just get rid of the tickets.
Well, I tell you what, if you had tried that for Rangers World Series, you would have been sorely disappointed. You know, and this thing's in Miami with Miami playing.
Yeah.
I think in a lot of different national championship games where two out-of-town teams are there, yes, that might work. I think these things are going to be snapped up, though.
I'll tell you this, though. You want to know why I think everything is so high, by the way? With Miami being in the game, no hotels, no nothing's going to get used. It's the same thing like LSU playing in the national championship in New Orleans. The fans aren't buying up. They're all at home. They're just coming in for the game.
Yeah.
You know, that's why parking is probably the way it is, because they're not getting any hotel revenue from the Miami
tickets
fans.
Definitely skyrocketed as soon as Miami made it.
Yeah.
They weren't this high until it was Miami at home.
And that's because you're willing to drop $4,000 or $5,000 if you don't have to pay for hotel rooms.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, for sure. I get that, but still,
it's a ton of money. Like, it is a ton of money.
If there's a game even here, if there's a game at AT&T Stadium, and it's still going to cost me $4,000 just to have, like, just to really be in the building.
Yeah,
I'm like, sorry,
Miami Vice,
I can't.
This is one of the great all time theme songs for a show.
It is badass.
Miami Vice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's got like the Tech
Crockett and Tubbs.
Yeah,
man,
it's really sick.
I think they're making a new one. Movie. I think Michael B. Jordan might be
Miami
in it.
Miami Vice,
number one new show.
Man, what a turnaround for the University of Texas, as the Longhorns looked like they were dead.
Yeah, man.
And buried in the portal. Well, what a difference a weekend makes. Cam Coleman, they decide, you know what, Texas Tech, fine. You want to raise the price? We'll fine. We'll figure this out. We'll outbid you. Cam Coleman committing to Texas,
the number one
wide receiver in the portal. The numbers, not out yet, but I bet you with a text, I can tell you how much it is, Baratis. I'll do some work during the
Please
break.
Please do. I'd like to know if this is a $4 or $5 million player.
No, it won't be that much.
I think that's just the quarterbacks, but you never know. You never know.
We might have to compete. This
Cody
might be
Campbell,
two.
If you I think we're beat, talking $2 million.
If you want to beat Cody Campbell, it might be a lot of money. They also get number one transfer portal running back Hollywood Smothers. God, I love that name. Hollywood Smothers. Flipping
the Smothers
Texas
brothers
from Alabama. He spent the past two seasons at NC State. This is his third school in 4 years. He was with Oklahoma. For whatever reason, Oklahoma landed two big-time transfer portal backs, and they couldn't do anything there.
This Smothers guy running back?
Yeah,
yes.
He's good.
How do these guys get eligible to do this,
Hollywood
by the way?
Hollywood Smothers.
There's no restriction. You can transfer as many times as you want.
I'm just saying, though, don't you have to have grades to get into school?
Not anymore.
I mean, the barrier is pretty low at a lot of these places. I do love that he verbally commits in the portal to go to Alabama, and then Texas money whips him.
Says, you know
Texas
what?
Texas money whips
and
him.
And they needed to. You know, Texas's board was like, oh, we're Texas. We're going to get these guys. And then they realized this isn't working. We got to go ahead and open the checkbooks. And they did, and good for them. They should. A&M also landing big-time weapon in Alabama transfer wide receiver Isaiah Horton. So Isaiah Horton, who led the Tide in touchdowns and catches, had over 1,100 yards. He's going to pair with Marcel Reed. They were also trying to get Cam Coleman. As soon as Cam Coleman decided, I'm going to Texas, they pivoted. They get Horton. So a good get there for the Aggies.
Have you watched Concepcion yet play?
I have, and I'm a big fan.
That was a good portal get, North Carolina State. That cat was pretty good at NC State and then ended up at A&M.
Had a great year at A&M.
He's a little shortstop, too, wasn't he? Concepcion?
Dave Concepcion, the old,
Big Red Machine.
Big Red Machine, yeah.
Thank you, Wolchuk.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Football's finest coming up next, Chief.
What are you giggling about, okay?
These guys looked at each other like, who the hell's Dave Concepcion?
Oh, come on. I know DC. What you kidding me? Yeah, he wore a number on his jersey. Of course he did.
Three and a half mil for Cam Coleman.
Give me the number there, young man.
All-time wild card weekend in the books. Let's make fun of the Packers and the Eagles. 52.
No, that'd be 13.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All righty, three down, two to go here in the G-Bag Nation.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.